Okay, welcome back to lesson two. Again, candles and journals. Which one is my favorite? I love journals also. Journals are important because after you open the door with the candle, spirit can then start speaking to you, and journaling is how you're going to speak back to spirit. So you need to remember that spirit is with you every single step of the way, all the time. So of course they're reading over your shoulder and they know what you're writing. The prompts that I've given you in your content that I provided for you in lesson three, they're not random. They're designed to shift your frequency and open your intuitive channels. So don't edit yourself. Don't worry if it makes sense. Just write. And one of the things I want you to know is you can rip it up and throw it in the garbage. You can burn it. You can do whatever you need to do. You might write something that surprises you. That's your soul talking. That's your spirit guiding you. So try to do this in one sitting after the candle ritual. And if you cry, good. If you get angry, let it go. You've got all kinds of emotions and things that you're going to be processing. And that's because you're clearing. That's because you're letting go. Enjoy journal writing. I hear so many people, they're like, I hate writing. I hate writing. I'm like, that's because you're not doing it right. That's because you're looking at writing as a job. You're overthinking it. You have to let go.